Hello and welcome to Azo Nano News for the week commencing the 18th of February 2008, brought to you by azonano.com. My name is Stuart Cameron. In this edition of Azo Nano News, as well as bringing you the latest news from the international nanotechnology industry, we'll hear how researchers have produced a really big sheet of really small nanotubes, how gold is helping to build more efficient solar cells, and how nanotechnology is being used to filter really nasty bugs from the water supply. In this week's interview, Azo Nano's David Fruin talks with Jeffrey and James Lumley from Coltronics, the Australian distributors of SUS Microtech equipment. These stories and more in this edition of Azo Nano News. The electrons in nanoparticles of noble metal oscillate apace with the frequency of light. This phenomenon can be exploited to produce better and cheaper solar cells. Electricity-generating solar cells are one of the most attractive alternatives for creating a long-term sustainable energy system. But thus far, solar cells have not been able to compete economically with fossil fuels. Researchers are now looking at how nanotechnology can contribute in bringing down the cost. One way to enhance the absorption of the solar harvesting material in a solar cell is to make use of nanoparticles of noble metal. The nanoparticles involved have special optical properties owing to the fact that their electrons oscillate back and forth together at the same rate as the frequency of light. Particles catch the light as tiny antennas, and via the oscillations, the energy is passed on as electricity. These oscillations, called plasmons, are very forceful at so-called plasmon-resonant frequencies, which are in turn influenced by the form, size, and surroundings of the particles. IBM scientists, in collaboration with the University of Regensburg in Germany, are the first ever to measure the force it takes to move individual atoms on a surface. This fundamental measurement provides important information for designing future atomic-scale devices, computer chips, miniaturized storage devices, and more. Understanding the force necessary to move specific atoms on specific surfaces is one of the keys to designing and constructing the small structures that will enable future nanotechnologies. The problem is akin to what scientists and engineers needed to learn about construction at a macroscopic size many decades ago. For example, building a modern bridge would be impossible without first measuring the strength of different materials, understanding the relevant loads, and comprehending how everything interacts. In the nanotechnology realm, to make structures that you want to remain rigidly in place, you would use strongly bonded or sticky atoms, while for a group of atoms that need to move, you would use atoms held in place only by weak chemical bonds. A new electron microscope recently installed in Cornell's Duffield Hall is enabling scientists for the first time to form images that uniquely identify individual atoms in a crystal and see how these atoms bond to one another in living colour. The current generation of electron microscopes can be thought of as expensive black and white cameras where different atoms appear as different shades of grey. This microscope takes colour pictures where each coloured atom represents a uniquely identified chemical species. The instrument is a new type of scanning transmission electron microscope, or STEM. The microscope incorporates new aberration correction technology that focuses a beam of electrons on a spot smaller than a single atom, more sharply and with greater intensity than previously possible. This allows information previously hidden in the background, or noise, to be seen. It also provides up to a 100-fold increase in imaging speed. Tiny particles of pure silica coated with an active material could be used to remove toxic chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and other hazardous materials from water much more effectively and at a lower cost than conventional water purification methods, according to researchers. The researchers have investigated how silica particles can be coated easily with a nanometer-thin layer of active material based on a hydrocarbon with a silicon-containing anchor. The coating is formed through a chemical self-assembly process, so involves nothing more than the stirring of the ingredients to make the active particles. These active particles, so-called surface-engineered silica, or SES, were then tested to demonstrate that they could remove biological molecules, pathogens such as viruses like the polio virus, bacteria like Escherichia coli, and Cryptosporidium parvum, which is a waterborne parasite. The results clearly show that organic species can be effectively removed at pH ranges of drinking water by stirring the coated particles in the contaminated water for up to 1 hour and filtering the powder, according to the research. They point out that the filtration process occurs through an electrostatic attraction between the pathogens and the surface-engineered particles. Nanocomp Technologies Incorporated, a developer of next-generation performance materials, today announced it has successfully produced 3-foot by 6-foot sheets of carbon nanotube material. This significant production milestone, the result of the company's ongoing investment in nanotube growth technology and manufacturing capacity, gives Nanocomp the ability to generate the largest cohesive sheets of nanotube material ever produced. At the core of Nanocomp's process is a breakthrough technology for continuous high-volume output of millimeter-long, highly pure carbon nanotubes that efficiently conduct both heat and electricity. By bringing this technology to practice using proven scalable industrial processes, Nanocomp can now produce sheets of material at contiguous sizes of tens of square feet. Nanocomp's materials possess a unique combination of high strength-to-weight ratio, electrical and thermal conductivity, as well as flame resistance that exceeds those of many other advanced materials by orders of magnitude. The resulting material can be a valuable addition to such applications as electromagnetic interference shielding, electrical conductors, thermal dissipation solutions, lightning protection, and advanced structural composites. Purdue University engineers have developed a new aluminium-rich alloy that produces hydrogen by splitting water and is economically competitive with conventional fuels for transportation and power generation. This provides an economically viable process for producing hydrogen on demand for vehicles, electrical generation stations, and other applications. The new alloy contains 95% aluminium and 5% of an alloy that is made of the metals gallium, indium, and tin. Because the new alloy contains significantly less of the more expensive gallium than previous forms of the alloy, hydrogen can be produced less expensively. When immersed in water, the alloy splits water molecules into hydrogen and oxygen, which immediately reacts with the aluminium to produce aluminium oxide, also called alumina, which can then be recycled back into aluminium. Recycling aluminium from nearly pure alumina is less expensive than mining the aluminium-containing ore bauxite, making the technology more competitive with other forms of energy production. A new technique developed by a University of Central Florida chemist will help physicians more quickly identify the bacterial infections patients have so they can be treated in hours instead of days. As more bacterial strains resistant to many drugs emerge, it becomes more critical to quickly identify infections and the antibiotics that would most effectively treat them. Such quick identification becomes even more important during epidemics because large numbers of samples would have to be tested at once. The technique uses gold nanoparticles coated with a sugar and a protein that binds to the sugars. Meanwhile, a variety of antibiotics are placed in the same solution. A spectrophotometer reads optical variations in the gold nanoparticle solution as the sugar and protein shift, which in turn demonstrate which antibiotics effectively halt bacteria growth and which ones do not. Results can be obtained within a couple of hours, in contrast to the traditional methods, which can take days to complete. And hundreds of samples can be tested at once using this technique because the amount of bacteria and antibiotic needed is small. In this week's Azo Nano interview, David Fruin speaks with Jeffrey and James Lumley from Coltronics, the Australian distributors of SUS Microtech equipment. With 30 years' experience in the market, Jeffrey talks about how the marketplace for nanotech-based devices has boomed in the last few years. Next week's interview will be coming fresh from ICON 2008, the International Conference on Nanoscience and Nanotechnology, being held in Melbourne. If anyone would like to be interviewed, feel free to approach any of the Azo Nano staff who'll be at the conference.
This is David Fruin from Azo Nano, here with the guys from Zeus Microtech. Can you give us an outline of what Zeus does in Australia?
Yes, SUSE operates through Coltronic Systems in Sydney as their representative, and I'm the director of Coltronics. We've had a presence in Australia for about 30 years, and we've sold quite a number of their mask alignment systems, mainly into R&D facilities over that time. There's been a recent increase in the amount of this equipment being sold into the industry since about the year 2000, which is nice to see.
Sure.
Recently, we've sold a fair amount of equipment into DSTO in Salisbury, South Australia. But we have quite a number of universities, including RMIT and ANU, who are using the gear. And we look forward to a few more clients in that area as well.
Sure. For those people that are using your equipment commercially, what sort of end product are they producing using that?
As James just told you, it's very difficult to get a full description of what the product they're really trying to produce.
Commercial in confidence.
Yeah, you can only get an idea of the general technical description of the items. Like we sold some equipment to the chemistry department at Monash University recently, and I really have no idea what the process is. All I know it's to do with the Department of Chemistry. So microfluidics, yeah.
Right. Okay.
But from that part on, we don't get told about that.
Sure. That must be sort of difficult from an after-sales sort of perspective.
Well, it's difficult also in terms that the Australian industry is not up with this so much.
Mm-hmm.
So from an equipment supplier, there's a lot of pressure on us to learn more about the processes than we do. But having been in this industry for, as I said, 30 years, there's a lot of history coming from that, so we can really support the customers who have our equipment in terms of usage of it and application support, which is really most important.
Excellent.
And also we have the ability in Australia to maintain these equipments, which is, I don't think any other company has.
Okay. For those people that are unable to attend the COMS 2007 conference, is there any particular message that you'd like to send to them?
Offhand, I really can't think of anything.
If they were to walk past your stand, be able to walk past, what would you be saying to them?
I'd be asking them if they have an interest in mask alignment and spinner systems.
And you can solve all of their needs and desires in those areas.
I think we have the most advanced mask aligners and spinners on the market at the moment.
Yep.
Our spinners for spinning photoresist have a very unique capability of spinning with a cover on it called a gyroset cover.
Mm-hmm.
And it spins at the same speed as the chuck, thus having an enclosed, the wafer is enclosed in the when it spins, and it doesn't oxidize because you get outgassing, so that the outgassing forms a cover gas over the material, and because there is no friction from a rotating environment, the system has a more even spread.
Yeah.
And there's no oxygen present, so it doesn't oxidize.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for your time today.
My pleasure.
Azo Nano Business News. Nanometrics Incorporated, a leading supplier of advanced metrology equipment to the semiconductor industry, today announced the 1,000th shipment of its integrated metrology system, highlighting the company's leadership position in the IM market for semiconductor manufacturing. The milestone system was a Nanometrics 9010 scribe unit integrated into an advanced plasma etch system used to control critical gate etch applications in advanced logic devices. Lot Oriole Limited has been appointed as agents for the exciting new imaging system from FEI Company. Named the Phenom, this is a completely new imaging tool aimed at a broad range of markets and applications. Phenom is a high-resolution desktop imaging tool, up to 20,000 times, with an optical camera for never-lost navigation and a high-quality electron microscope for detailed imaging. Its innovative user interface and intuitive touchscreen control produce superb quality images with minimal operator training. Vico Instruments Incorporated announced today that a leading Japanese high-brightness light-emitting diode manufacturer has process-accepted the TurboDisc K465 gallium nitride metal organic chemical vapor deposition system to support the capacity expansion of blue HB LEDs. This manufacturer received the tool in December and with Vico's support was able to install and process-accept the tool by the end of January. FEI Company announced that its management will make a presentation at the D.A. Davidson Electronic Systems Design Conference on the 21st of February 2008. The conference will be held at the Ritz-Carlton in Denver, Colorado. Rudolph Technologies Incorporated, a leading provider of process characterization equipment and software for thin film measurement and macro defect inspections, and Sematech, the global consortium of leading chip makers, announced today that Rudolph has become the first semiconductor equipment supplier company to join Sematech's metrology program, headquartered at the College of Nanoscale Science and Engineering at the University at Albany. Zygo Corporation has announced its next generation of leading 3D optical profilers, the New Wave 7000 series. These products are designed for rapid, precise, and quantitative surface metrology for the production and scientific research markets. Available in two platforms, the 73 and 7200, the NewView 7000 series sets a new industry benchmark with significant gains in performance. Well, that was Azo Nano News for the week commencing the 18th of February 2008. If you have any nano courses, events or exhibitions you'd like to promote to a global nanotech audience, don't forget you can list them for free at azonano.com. To review any of the stories you've heard about in this podcast or to stay in touch with the world of nanotechnology, please visit www.azonano.com. If you'd like to send us feedback or let us know about nanotechnology news in your part of the world, please email us at podcast@azonano.com. I'm Stuart Cameron. Thanks for listening.